family-friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Ships at sea, you want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in right now. That is the number to call. We have a ton of things to get to on today's show. Couple things. One, our thoughts and prayers to Don Munson and his family. They just went through a scare with their daughter, Michelle, and it looks like everything is going to be great. So I meant to say that the other day. I wrote it on Twitter, but certainly everyone around here cares about the Munson family, and they have had, a recent scare that, again, it looks like everything is good now, so I'm absolutely thrilled to hear that. Lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627, Texas says, eagerly awaiting Walt blasting Oklahoma for picking Jalen Hurts. Well, I'm okay with Oklahoma picking him. I'll explain why. I think it's a bit of a mess. On my way in, I heard Kelly and Kwok talking about this, and I actually think they hit all the key points. It's a strange marriage, certainly. And there's maybe one thing I will add to it, but I think some of this has something to do with Spencer Rattler and who and what he is. I mean, he is Baker Mayfield on steroids. We talked about that suspension of Rattler and missing the season a while ago. Do you remember when we talked about that, when I brought it up and I said, there's nothing in any of these stories. It's the dad said, oh, it's nothing. Well, it's nothing, but the kid missed the year.
Oh yeah. I remember that.
Right. It's nothing, but no, it was, it's
a year's a long time.
Right. It wasn't nothing. All right. It was something. Now, what exactly was, I saw some speculation. I just don't feel comfortable running with that. Regardless, even when I watched him in the All-Star game, I mean, you could see it. I mean, the kid has all sorts of ability, and he has that same Baker Mayfield attitude. But you have to be a little a little concerned about his track record. And as Kelly correctly pointed out, he's not going to be in early. And so that's a big deal. I mean, fundamentally, Oklahoma's not going to have a quarterback until the fall. And so that's where the Jalen Hurts thing comes in. The strangest part of all of this is the Austin Kendall part. That's the strangest part of all of it. Because I don't know, Jalen Hurts thinks he can win the starting quarterback over Spencer Rattler, but Austin Kendall doesn't? And as we talked about during the break, Kelly said, you know, it's just so odd he's going to West Virginia. It's like he has a vendetta. Yeah, and I think that may be. It may be that Austin Kendall and Lincoln Riley just don't see eye to eye for whatever reason. I mean, because that's what it looks like. And if that's the case, then you can understand both sides. Kendall wants to go to West Virginia to beat him. Riley doesn't want him to go to West Virginia and be able to play immediately. But he's the strangest part of the whole deal. Because remember, last season, right up until game one, Lincoln Riley was telling us the quarterback position was a toss-up between Kyler Murray and Austin Kendall. That it was 50-50 and totally up for grabs. I never believed that, but that's what he was telling us. Listen, will Jalen Hurts be more effective in Oklahoma's offense? Yes. Because that offense is very quarterback friendly. And he will certainly be more effective in that offense. Is he ever going to amount to anything? Is he ever going to play in the quarterback in the NFL? No. He doesn't have the physical tools. Hey, look, it was only 1 year ago Gary Danielson said, and correctly so, it's really the only correct thing he's ever said. But 1 year ago he said that, you know, Jalen Hurts just doesn't know how to play the quarterback position. He doesn't understand any of the finer points of it. Yeah, don't let that get in the way of your propaganda effort. And again, Ramona, the newest thing is Jalen Hurts is now a Heisman contender again.
What now?
I mean, these people are just idiots.
Why didn't he win it at Alabama?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, don't know.
He was playing before Tua took over.
Right. And by the way, he'll never have more wide open receivers than he did at Alabama, just to be clear. He had, you know, and they simplified things for him. They dumbed him down for him. It's not, just to be clear, I'm not saying he's not an intelligent young man. I think he is. That's not the issue. The issue is they didn't want him running any. They wanted to keep things as simple as possible because they wanted to limit his mistakes. They wanted to limit his exposure. When the majority of the time Jalen Hurts is quarterbacked in Alabama, he was quarterbacking in a one-read offense. Now that's not what you're going to have at Oklahoma. Look, Quark's 100% right. What's going to happen is they're going to get Jalen Hurts out there and they're going to understand actually how bad he is. And then not for the life of me do I believe Jalen Hurts is going to be the starting quarterback by the time Oklahoma plays league games. I think it's going to be Spencer Rattler. I've thought it was going to be Spencer Rattler for some time now. And I would be stunned if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback at Oklahoma when the games matter. Stunned. Text says, Kendall is a player. I'd love for my team to get in the mix. Yeah. Again, that's the part I don't get. That's the part I don't get. Of all of these moves, the one I least understand is the Austin Kendall thing. Because, again, he is there. He's not going to have any competition in the spring. He had a huge lead over any other quarterback that might come in there. Had Kendall stayed there, they're not bringing Jalen Hurts in. I don't get that one for the life of me. Unless he was just afraid of Spencer Rattler to that degree. But again, Rattler not even getting there until the fall. So I just think it's funny. I don't get it. You know, people are asking me about what Feinbaum is alleged to have said or what he did say. I have to think that some of what Feinbaum is saying is facetious, that he doesn't believe all that. I mean, that maybe he's just, I hope he's just joking. I can't tell. Some of these characters, I just can't tell. I don't know whether they're just looking for attention, so they say the dumbest things possible, or at times whether they're saying it tongue in cheek. I'm not sure. But look, I am sure that the quarterback merry-go-round doesn't stop
It's just, it's seemingly endless. You know, I wrote on Twitter earlier, because Tate Martell is going to Miami. I wrote it earlier on Twitter earlier. I wrote, with Tate Martell exiting the transfer portal, I guess that means Nikosi Perry will be entering it. Just playing along at home. So in other words, if Tate Martell is going to Miami, then the Miami favorite to win the quarterback position is probably leaving. Because that's what's happening everywhere. I've never seen anything like this. Never. It is basically total free agency on college quarterbacks. I mean, that's what the transfer portal is. It's where you can claim your quarterback out of free agency. And I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like this. You know, I've had a couple Miami fans ask me about Tate Martell. I went back and watched the film on Tate Martell. Tate Martell is a really good athlete. Can run around and make some plays. His arm strength is like a 4.5, 5 maybe. 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Arm strength is not part of the Tate Martell repertoire. So, you know, in a way, he's a different body type, but in a way, he's sort of Malik Rozier-like. Rozier had a really pedestrian arm and was a pretty good athlete, was a bigger, stronger kid than Tate Martell is. Tate Martell's running style is more about quickness. But, you know, people asking me today about Tate Martell, look, I'm down on Tate Martell. I'm about as down on him as I could possibly be on anybody, because I just think that, first of all, he's had these past history of sort of running from competition. Then what he said was this stuff that he said about Justin Fields, and then to turn around and just run, and look, I don't begrudge these guys a chance to go and play somewhere else. I just am beginning to have real doubts in my mind about who and what Tate Martell is as a person, as a potential leader of men. And add to that the fact that I think his physical skill set is somewhat limited. I mean, remember, Ohio State told us the same story. You know, if you don't understand how this is working right now, that you're not paying attention. Before the year, Ohio State told us it was a toss-up between Haskins and Martell. It was a toss-up. Toss up my A. One guy's going to be a top 10 draft pick in the National Football League. The other guy is never going to see a National Football League field. There's no toss up in those two guys. And yet that's what we're told. And you understand why we're told that. We're told that because these teams want to keep their quarterback depth. And if they make it clear to the potential loser that he is going to be the loser in advance, well, you're not going to hold him. He's going.
No, not at all.
He's leaving, because leaving is what quarterbacks do now. I mean, that's where we are. And again, listen, I don't begrudge people taking their path and find their opportunity, but I don't think I ever envisioned this degree of freedom of movement. I don't think I ever envisioned this. And now we have this, you know, this transfer portal. And it better hold a lot of people, because I think it's going to continue to get busier and busier with quarterbacks. And I think that's where we're headed. That is where we're headed. But I, you know, and so I want to see what happens with Nikosi Perry now. I want to see what Nikosi Perry thinks about Tate Martell going to Miami. And I'm curious about that. I can tell you this. Nikosi Perry has a much better arm than Tate Martell. Much better arm. Nikosi Perry is just a wild child. It's like no one has ever coached him at all. That's what it looks like. It looks like in the time that Mark Richt was there, definitely no one ever coached him. It's unfortunate for that young man, really, because he's had no opportunity at success. He's had no one there who could coach him, who could try and get the best out of him. They really didn't let him play. They kept that scrub Malik Rozier on the field. And quite honestly, Rozier was actually the better of the two quarterbacks, because he at least had playing time. He at least, presumably to some degree, knew how to read defenses. He at least had time in the system. Whereas Nikosi Perry is just... Nikosi Perry has raw skills that were in desperate need of cultivation. He needed somebody who could coach him up and teach him the game and teach him the finer points of playing quarterback, none of that was available to him. So in my mind, I mean, he's actually no better than he was coming out of high school, which is a shame. It's quite honestly, it's pathetic. It's shameful. Shameful. You know, people need to stop, you know, and I understand why, but people keep saying, well, you know, people, some of these guys go to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's not run that offense anymore. Georgia Tech's going to run a pro-style offense. I actually think they already have their quarterback. That's my personal belief. We'll talk about that when we get to ACC scheduling, which quite honestly, I didn't know was being released this early. I hadn't seen anything on it. Apparently Kelly saw something on it yesterday, which, I mean, this is very out of the ordinary for the ACC. By the way, I'm not real fond of that ACC website, just in general. You know, and something else that I wasn't fond of last night, I'm looking all over. I go home looking for Virginia, Virginia Tech, right? It's the biggest basketball game of the night.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's two unbeaten ACC teams. It's Virginia, you know, who's a top five team against a very good Virginia Tech team and playing great all year. And it's not on television.
It wasn't broadcast?
No, no television. I mean, I have every sports channel known to mankind. No television. I looked everywhere for it, couldn't find it. I went to watch Four Letter Network there, and they were telling me it was blacked out there. The only place I was able to find it with some guidance was the ACC website. And so I wound up watching it on the ACC website. It was like I was watching 8mm film.
I started to say how hard it was to watch on that website because I go on it and it flips all around.
Yeah,
I
was like I was
like
watching
it at all.
It was like I was watching an 8mm film on a projector. You know, it's like that's what it felt like. I mean, how is that game not broadcast? I don't understand. The Four Letter Network and the ACC are supposed to have like a deal in place, right? I mean, how is Virginia Virginia Tech not on television? It's just a total mystery to me. We still have schedules to talk about, a lot more to get to on today's show. We have a lot of NFL stuff. Hey, Ramona, get this. They are saying that Kansas City Chiefs-New England game is not only going to have 0 degrees, but that over the stadium late in the game, you will see an incredibly rare super blood red total lunar eclipse. So the game's not only going to be played
really
under 0 degree temperature, but it is going to be played under a blood red, super incredibly rare moon. At least the latter portions of the game. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We will be right back.
Now that the cold weather is here, Kraft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Kraft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Like a 2019 Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass, leased today for just $199 a month. Just another example why we always say cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and drive home today in your new Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
4200 due at sign. 3-year, 10,500-mile lease with approved credit. Offer good through April 1st, 2019.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. And if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, whoa. Let's talk about this.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then.
Walt up to the Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll put some Elton John in the mix today. You know, this is too funny. I am looking at, you know, I clicked on this. I see Heisman trending in the left hand side of my, I see Heisman trending for me, and I'm thinking, well, this is going to be like Bovada odds. No. these are all tweets from morons who think Jalen Hurts is going to win the Heisman Trophy. I mean, I just wrote the four-letter network and told them they have the sports intelligence of a gerbil. I did. I just did that. I mean, I'm sure some people believe it.
Hey, Walt.
Bill Ryder.
Tim Bray wanted me to let you know that game was on channel 788 in DirecTV.
788?
Yes.
Tim, I wouldn't have been able to get to 788 until 3 days from now.
He says... And Boston College in Louisville tonight is on 788, in case you wanted to
know. I do want to know.
In case you want to know that.
I do want to know. Thank you, Tim. 788. You know,
he says ACC Network games not on Channel 40 or locally on DirecTV.
Well, see,
between 788 and 793.
Okay, so see, I needed
that far.
Yeah, I needed to know that because no one else could tell me that. And thank goodness for Tim Bray, but you know, I wish he had called me at home.
Well, yeah, you think he would have heard you surfing the channels something?
Well, I was tweeting about it. I was tweeting my frustration because I went to 40 and 40 had the Wake Forest game on it, and I'm thinking to myself, these idiots are showing Wake Forest over Virginia Tech.
Now you know, not only does he do all the Clemson, he also knows what channel stuff is on.
Right. Well, you know, I have all those 600 channels. You know, I have all those channels in the 600s where they show, you know, an occasional basketball game, darts, and soccer. I own all those channels. So anytime I want to watch darts at 2 in the morning, I know where to find it. Or, you know, old horse racing broadcasts.
Well, you know,
darts,
you can
horse
actually,
racing,
like,
soccer.
Put in 700 and then go from there. Or
700.
Yeah, you can
know that.
I mean,
but
you don't just click aimlessly.
Ramona, trust me. when you get past a certain point, you get to like Playboy channels. All right. So I didn't think it was where
you didn't think it was past.
Right. I didn't think there was anything. I thought once you got to the Playboy channels, you had reached the end of the world.
You didn't go past.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, you know, I have the NFL Sunday ticket too. Now that's up in the 700 range, but it's the low 700s. I have that football package. Occasionally, there's some meaningless football game that I can't find, like way up on that dial. Uh-huh. But I haven't ventured past 750 in like 5 years. I didn't know there was like a rainbow hanging out at 788. It would have been nice of somebody to tell me that.
Did you know that you can go in and on your DirecTV thing, you can take out the channels that you don't use, where when you flip around, it skips like Kardashians and things like that. You know how to do that?
No, you're telling me you can edit the channels?
Yes.
No, I had no idea.
Yes. Yes, you can.
You can
go from DirecTV having 1,000 channels to having the ones you actually use to down.
Yeah, so this
100.
Is me. I have my thumb on the dial,
yes.
And I'm frustratingly, you know, I put in 40. I inserted channel 40, and that's when I found. That's when I found on the 40 broadcast it had the Wake Forest game.
Right.
By the way, it listed that game as being on from 8 to 9, which is a little difficult to play a whole basketball game in 1 hour. But but
maybe they knew they were just
right. And I went to the, you know, the 4-letter network channels, and I see every, you know, meaningless basketball game. I mean, Tennessee was playing, but they're clobbering. And so there was nothing there. And then I immediately went to the 600s. I think that's how I pursued. And I, you know, and I put 602 in, and now manually I go from 602 to like 689, and then I'm like, screw it. There's got to be a better answer to
thumb
this.
Thumb and wrist is starting
right,
to hurt.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. Gonna need my wrist and thumb taped up or something. You know, carpal tunnel.
Yeah, carpal tunnel
not switching finding the Virginia, channel. Virginia Tech. Right.
Yeah.
And so wow. 788.
Yeah, he says 788 through 793. Okay. So next time you can't right. find something, start at 788.
All right.
And he mentioned tonight's game too, in case you want to.
Hey,
watch
by the
that.
Way, by the way, I just received this text. Where to go? You would think you're a professional DirecTV installer, Mr. Wallace Camp. Could inform you of that information, Walt. In other words, People's Champ.
People's Champ, yeah. Also known as ne'er-do-well in your
that's
roof.
Right, that's right. That's right. You run the risk of having a hole in your roof. No, the truth is, he's actually helped me out a couple times with my direct TV signal. Which he did install initially, which no, mine's no longer my roof. When mine was on my roof, I did the installation. I originally installed my own dish, and I put it way up.
Oh,
way up.
I didn't realize you could install your own satellite TV.
I put it on the. I installed it in like a danger area, like way up on like the almost the straight down part of my roof, and it seemed to work pretty good, you know, because I'm in a little bit of like a valley, but when I redid the roof. It was moved to the yard. So that's where it is. Quite honestly, I've had a lot more trouble with it there.
It's on a stick now.
It's on a stick. Yeah, it's on a stick now. But I'm looking at, what happened? Wait. No, don't tell me it went away. Wait a minute.
What are you looking for?
Okay. Well, no. I'm looking for all these insane, tweets from all these people who think that Jalen Hurts is now a Heisman contender. All these media sources who just don't know anything about talent or football or anything.
For once, you're getting killed on the text line.
Why? What's that mean?
Because they're all telling you could do a search on DirecTV and you could have found your game.
Yeah, well, you know what, genius? Where were you last night? Where were you last night?
Now, if it was me, you would read every single one of them.
Yeah, no offense. There's only one. I only see one, but that's certain. But trust me, that search, there's only one person saying that. So don't give me every single one. But that search thing.
That's right. This texter 444, Mr. Helperman. That search thing doesn't work all the time anyway for me now. It used to be like you would put it in, and then up comes this little information that says, would you like DirecTV to find your game? And I click yes. And it used to take you know, right there after a momentary pause. Not anymore. Now it's just like, nah, we were just kidding. Get another message. We were just kidding. That's what I get.
Yeah, I can see it now. Somebody needs to show you how to use the
remote. Yeah, all right. Okay, everybody shared the same frustration last night. Nobody was finding the game. I had 8 million people on my Twitter page saying the exact same thing. So relax yourself. Only Tim Bure knew. He knew it was at 788. But this stuff about Jalen Hurts, just so hysterical that Jalen Hurts is now. I'm seeing the four-letter network wrote that Oklahoma now has had three great quarterbacks. Three great quarterbacks. We're actually comparing Jalen Hurts' skill set to that of Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. Good grief.
I don't understand that. Now that he's not at Alabama, doesn't that make his status lower in the great category? Don't they just go, oh, well. Because he's no longer in the SEC. Doesn't that make him a lesser quarterback?
No.
According to the SEC fans?
No. Jalen Hurts is the next Oklahoma legend. He is now, it seems that the whole sports world now is convinced that Jalen Hurts will be the third consecutive Heisman Trophy winner at Oklahoma. And that is just too unbelievable. You know, listen, again, is that a quarterback-friendly offense? Yes. Will Jalen Hurts' numbers improve in that offense if he winds up being the guy? Yes. Is Jalen Hurts going to win a Heisman Trophy winner? Not a chance on God's green earth. Not zero. And again, personally, I don't think he'll even be the starting quarterback. I think that Oklahoma brought him in because they're desperate. Their quarterback room is non-existent. Austin Kendall took himself out of Kyler Murray left, and Austin Kendall left as well. So the only thing they were left with is Spencer Rattler, who's coming in and not going to be there till the fall. So what do you expect Oklahoma to do? What do you think Lincoln Riley said? Oh, yeah, man, you'll have a great chance to win. You'll be here early. I mean, you come on in. You're the guy, Jalen. You're the guy. You're the guy for the spring. You will be. Hey, Jalen Hurts. Hey, Jalen Hurts. You will be the starting quarterback in the spring game. Jalen, I promise you, man, you're going to be here for the spring. You know, learn the – you're going to be the starting quarterback for the spring game. And then, of course, fall comes. And there's always a fall for Jalen Hurts. I mean, this stuff is just too hysterical to believe.
Well, how much more time does he have left? Why don't he just
– He has 1 year.
He has a whole year?
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He can't go to the NFL. Nobody's advising
him. Go to the NFL to do what?
I don't know. I don't know. You're always saying people get bad advice. I thought maybe somebody was advising him to go to the NFL.
To do what?
I don't know. He's a quarterback, isn't he?
No.
Work at a quarterback. I don't know.
No, he's not. He just.
Well, his job is a quarterback.
He's a faux quarterback. And we are in a world full of copycat dullards, dolts, who think that Alabama's going to win the national championship by 21 points or better. We live in a world full of idiots who think Alabama's going to win the national championship by 21 points or better. They're going to beat everybody in their path by 21 points or better. There are actually idiots out there on air being paid money who actually say those kind of things. And so we have a world full of people who just don't understand talent whatsoever, and they're so insane that they actually think that Jalen Hurts is now a leading candidate for the Heisman Trophy. And there are enough suckers out there who buy that crap that Vegas will actually sell it to you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Vegas knows better than that. But listen, if a whole world full of people becomes convinced because of the parrots in the sports media and the clueless people in the sports media that this guy can be a Heisman contender, then guess what? Vegas will be glad to take your money. I mean, this is the greatest thing ever for Vegas.
Put Jalen Hurts up there as a Heisman contender. Get people to throw their money at it. And they know full well that there's not going to be anybody cashing that ticket. No one's cashing in that ticket. I'll tell you that right now. So people believe whatever you want.
Why don't they want the other guy to just be quarterback, the one that's already there?
There's no one there. I just got through. Are you listening?
No.
Is Scucci repeating? You hear the words? Is this thing working?
Wait a minute now. Kyler Murray left.
To the NFL.
Well, okay, who's the other one?
Austin
other one
Kendall.
What's wrong with him?
He left.
He left too?
He went to West Virginia.
Oh, that's right. That's
he
right.
Put himself in the...
That was yesterday. He told me that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he put himself in the transfer portal and he flew off to West Virginia land. So fundamentally, they don't have any quarterbacks. They have Spencer...
Okay, so now they have Hurts.
They have Spencer Rattler, who's the freshman coming in.
Oh, that guy.
Right. And, you know, the guy who skipped the season because, you know, he didn't do anything.
Okay, that guy.
By the way, if I ever miss a year here and they tell you that I didn't do anything, it's probably not true.
Well, you know, it's like, okay, you're not working for a year, right?
Right.
Okay, and then all of a sudden one day you show up with your notes and everything and you sit down ready to do a show and everybody looks at you and said, wait, you hadn't been here for a year and you act like you have. Isn't that the same thing?
I have no idea what the hell you just said.
You know, you need to learn on your listening skills.
Yeah, okay. All right, backer.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, okay, of course it
makes sense.
As long as it makes sense to you, Ramon, that's all that's important.
It makes sense to me.
You know, you like your own reservation.
I've experienced it. It makes sense to me.
Damn. You like your own private Idaho. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Don't forget the chili cheese fries, because Texture 940 is not going to let you forget those. I really need to try those. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich. I'm all about that. Filet mignon, same. Smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net. carsonsteakwarehouse.net. 226-9400. 226-9400. Go see them. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be back.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today 864-277-7272 or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest, like a 2018 F-150 XLT with four-wheel drive and heated seats, $13,000 off MSRP at just $37,960. Are you kidding me? That's why we always say, trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and save big on this F-150 XLT right now. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through February 28th, 2019.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up, swing by City Hall, or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's half marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
All right, listen up.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Jeff Healy Band. Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCB 105.5 The Roar. You know, Ramona, you know, it's funny. People think like there's an off season to this business. There isn't for me. Because every single stinking day, people are like dropping baskets of money on me. I mean, from my job standpoint, every day, we just live in a world of such clueless sports people that these things happen. They happen. They go on almost all the time. And you keep thinking, well, you know, hey, look, we hit the limit today, man. It can't get any dumber than it did today. And then, you know, tomorrow comes and Tate Martell goes to Miami and Jalen Hurts goes to Alabama and oh, by the way, or to Oklahoma. And none of those things are going to matter. I mean, look, these two guys have it right. Tiger Chuck here. Even if the Oklahoma coach was a quarterback whisperer, a horse whisperer cannot turn a donkey into a horse.
That's true.
Ding, ding, ding. And then this one from Dexter 859. He says, Walt, I'm in Oklahoma, and I started telling OU fans how Hurts wasn't any good. OU fan, just wait until Lincoln Riley works his magic. Me, have you seen Jalen Hurts play quarterback? Right. You know, again, remember that story I told about that makeup artist of the stars, and he was brought in to work on Liza Minnelli. And
oh yes, this is me.
And this guy takes one look at Liza Minnelli and he actually says, what do you want from me? I'm not God. What do you want from me? I'm not God.
That's right? Wrong.
Okay, well, guess what? Lincoln Riley is a quarterback whisperer. That offense is quarterback friendly, but what do you want from me? I'm not God. I mean, stop. You nitwits who think, you people who work in this industry who think that Jalen Hurts is the same thing as Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield? Are you clueless? Do you have any idea what you're looking at? Any? Baker Mayfield went with the first pick of the draft.
Kyler Murray is being appropriately discussed as a round one draft pick. If you think Jalen Hurts is one day going to be a round one draft pick after Lincoln Riley works his magic, then you have the sports IQ of a gerbil. You don't remember when I sent that tweet to the Four Letter Network?
The gerbil tweet?
Yes, I told you that. These idiots put up this two straight Heisman trophies and now Jalen Hurts. The Sooners have been stacked at quarterbacks and they called it Oklahoma's run of great quarterbacks. And they put Jalen Hurts as a great quarterback with Kyler Murray and with Baker Mayfield. And I responded, God, you people have the sports intelligence of a gerbil. And then Chris follows that up by putting rodents on little mini on little mini bicycles racing. I don't think those are actually gerbils, Chris, but they're close enough. Those are either hamsters or guinea pigs, but that'll work. That works perfectly, quite honestly. That works perfectly to identify my point. You want in, now's the time. 654-7627-655. Right. I mean, Dex says Hurts didn't even come into the national championship game. Saban didn't have any faith. Right. And not when it mattered. Right. Not when it mattered. And then look, you people saw the game the year before? You people saw Jalen Hurts against Georgia? Did you miss that game? Did you miss Jalen Hurts' total and complete ineptitude? You know, here's the thing. And there are probably people who think, well, he's going to play in the Big 12, and so it'll be easier. Go watch the film against Georgia, please. Go watch the film in the first half of Jalen Hurts against Georgia. He had guys running wide open. I mean, they were in a trick play. They had Calvin Ridley. Jalen Hurts had Calvin Ridley 20 yards by himself. 20 yards. You could have literally punted Calvin Ridley the football. You know who couldn't throw it to him? Jalen Hurts. That's why they had zero at halftime. What, Ramona? What?
I'm just looking at the hamsters.
I mean, it's just impossible.
I like that.
That people could be this gullible. Or Texas says Clemson had three or four quarterbacks transfer that are better than Jalen Hurts. Yep. It's exactly right. It's exactly right. I mean, it's amazing. Let me help you. I want to help you out. If you actually listen to this and repeat this, no one will laugh at you later. Oklahoma is bringing in Jalen Hurts because they don't have any quarterbacks. None. They're all gone. All the guys who would have played quarterback
at Oklahoma. So he'll play.
No. Now, will you please listen to everything I say?
I don't want to.
Yeah. Follow the whole process.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
The other guy, I know. I got it.
Right. Oklahoma has no quarterbacks right now. All right. The Kyler Murray is left for the NFL. And he'll be a round one quarterback.
Right.
And Austin Kendall, the guy who competed with Kyler Murray last year, who would have been in line to be the guy, decided for whatever reason he wasn't going to stay. So he put himself in a little transfer portal.
And then the other floated dude went off away for a year or
West
something.
Virginia. Well, but he's a true freshman. All right, so he's not going to be in for early. So he doesn't have the advantage of spring football. So he doesn't come into the fall. So the only quarterback that Oklahoma will have in the spring, and that's why he'll start the spring game, is Jalen Hurts. They'll have a couple scrubs, but the bottom line is Oklahoma's act is an act of desperation, right? They have no choice. They need to find somebody who's a veteran quarterback who could step in if they need a quarterback. So that's why they're doing it. They're not doing it because they envision that Jalen Hurts is Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray. If they do, then they're clueless too.
I didn't think they were either. I'm just saying he's going to have a place to play.
Well, he's going to have a place to play in the spring. In the fall, along comes the star freshman, Spencer Rattler, who, again, is going to be way behind because he doesn't have the luxury of being in early, but he's light years more talented than Jalen Hurts. So I can't speak to how quickly or not Spencer Rattler will pick up the offense. I can't be sure of that. I don't know if he's a quick study. Trevor Lawrence was a really quick study. The coaching staff talked about that all along. I don't know whether Spencer Rattler is a quick study. I have some reasons to be concerned about Spencer Rattler off field. But my belief, as of today, is that Jalen Hurts is simply an act of desperation for Oklahoma, and that by the time the games matter, Spencer Rattler is going to be the guy taking the snaps. And then Jalen Hurts is going to be in the exact same position that he was previously, which is a backup. And guess what? That's exactly where he belongs. Jalen Hurts is the prototypical backup college quarterback and slash strong safety. That's what he is. That's what he is. But for these people out there, and a world full of people out there today that are trying to compare Jalen Hurts with Baker Mayfield and or Kyler Murray, you have absolutely no idea what you are talking about. None. Vol Nation. Vol Nation.
Hey, man, how you doing?
What's going on, Vol Nation?
Man, having a blast, man. Listen to a great show. Some dude named Walt Diffdool is on there, and he's talking up some stuff, man.
Thank you, Vol Nation.
Hey, just quick questions. One, how you like loving watching the number one team in the country play basketball wearing orange?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, and a team absolutely capable of winning the national championship. A lot of answers. Well-coached, physical basketball team, thick, experienced, and talented. And that's the part that Rick Barnes has not had enough of in the past. This team is absolutely in the mix. I mean, they are their position right now is legitimate. I mean, they are one of four, five, maybe six teams, I think, that are capable of winning the national championship and are playing like that.
Yeah, I get on the show in Knoxville, and one of the guys always, the guy that runs that show, is always talking about, you know, we need to take it in, kind of like what you guys are doing for the football team with Trevor Lawrence and everybody, you know, just enjoying the moment, because I don't know if we ever see a team like this, I mean, from top to bottom, as solid and strong as they are. And so, barring injury or anything else, you know, like I truly believe there'll be a Final Four team and have a shot at winning the national championship. And that would be something special to experience this year for Tennessee.
Oh, absolutely.
Another question.
Yeah, I mean, that's
another question. Another question I had was, you know, I know you've been watching the circuit and you saw us go ahead and pull Chaney out of Georgia. Because he really likes East Tennessee. So he's kind of feeling at home right now. Pretty excited about him being there. But then they went and got T. Martin, who's an excellent recruiter. They hadn't exactly decided where to put him. More than likely, he's going to probably be a wide receivers coach and something else involved with the offense, because he is a beast of a recruiter. And he's definitely can develop wide receivers. But I was wondering, and I wanted to get your perspective on those moves pertaining to the offense. I know what Pruitt is trying to do is kind of turn the keys of the offense over to somebody he trusts so he can work totally on the defense.
Yeah.
And he is recruiting like a madman out there. You got Henry Tuoto. You got another five-star offensive tackle, Darnell Wright, and a few others that are really leaning our direction, along with the guys like Wanye and things of nature. So he's turning this thing around. And the only way he can do it is bring in, you know, great players. It's taken him a little time. I think next year that 2020 class is going to be really something special. But I wanted to get your opinion on the hires of, you know, T. Martin and Chaney and what your opinion is as far as how that could help us.
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, you know, you can call T. Martin Dancing Queen. You can put him in charge of team yoga. You can do whatever you want with him. It's as you said, T. Martin is there because he can recruit. I mean, that's yeah. Why T. Martin was brought in. That's what he did a million years ago. So, I think that's a good move. The Chaney thing, you know, I sort of want to see it. I heard some of what Jeremy Pruitt said regarding bringing in Chaney, and I think it's a little counterintuitive. You know, he basically says, well, he knows the SEC and all this stuff, and we want somebody who can present something new. It's not like SEC people don't know Jim Chaney.
or what he does. So I'm not sure about that. I mean, obviously Chaney had success there before, and I think that's what you're hoping for. You know, I'm not anti-Jim Chaney. I just would like to have seen a little more imaginative hire there, a hire that truly was sort of outside the box that could come in and exploit these SEC defenses the way they get exploited at bowl time when they get exposed to more modern offensive philosophies. I don't think Jim Chaney's that. He's a little more old boys network, as he say. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that, Vol Nation. I don't think it's a bad hire. I think that Jim Chaney has proven at Georgia that he can run an effective offense. Obviously he's going to have to do it with fewer pieces though right now at Tennessee. And so when you have less talent, you need to be more scheme reliant. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
And maybe when you get to the level where you have enough time, a talent, then Jim Chaney can really be effective. But right now I almost wonder a little bit about it. I think it remains to be seen. So I'm sort of Switzerland on that deal right now, Vol Nation.
Well, I appreciate that. One last thing I wanted to hear you talk about the mess that's going on down there in Alabama. I don't know what Nick Saban is doing, but he's got people defecting left and right.
Yep.
And it's hard trying to pull people in because, it's like people don't want to work there.
No question.
And so I don't know what they're going to do. You know, fortunately for him and our guest Kirby Smart both, that they were able to reel in most of their class December 19th. Yep. Because right now, if they had to do it coming up on the 6th, they might be in trouble.
Yep. Excellent job, Vol Nation. I'll address that again on the other side. I touched on it yesterday. Thank you. Hey, before we go to break, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. Something for absolutely everybody. Urban Nirvana is an incredibly cool place. It is just what the name says it is. It is an Urban Nirvana. First of all, it's beautiful. It's incredible. But if you actually, if you actually go there, you get to experience the truth about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from, even a prenatal massage that our couples swear by. And then there's the salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. Think about the people who do things for you in your life, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, and massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. That is Urban Nirvana. It's a really special place. All the Rees can be found there. Reborn, refreshed, rejuvenated. UrbanNirvana.com. Print off your gift certificate. You'll be done. You'll thank me later. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. a 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment